You so cute. Ain't you cute? That's right. There's no conflict in that. See what I'm saying? Own the cool stuff in your life as much as you're owning the stuff that's not so cool. That's all I'm saying. There's some beautiful things in your life. Don't forget those are coming as a result of your consciousness and your consistency and your honesty. Don't just focus on the stuff that's not happening the way you want it to. All right? I'm going to do the love offering and with Unity Temple Church. And if you share with checks and you make them out to Unity Temple, then, you know, you get a chance to take advantage of the tax advantages of that. Also, you know, even the laws of the world, it's okay to use them in a way that's to your advantage. That's okay. That's allowed. That's allowed.
In place to get into something that took a lot of courage for me to put out there, and you guys were a fantastic help. And it's a process that's evolving, so hopefully seeds were planted in that course that will bear fruit. And so I also want to say, down the road, should things come to bear you want to share with me, or any questions or comments that come up as a result of what we started together, please let me know. Get in touch with me about that. And I just appreciate you all so much for everything. Good job. If anybody's got a comment, too, about what they learned today, I remember every time I go out to lunch with a girl, he's like, so what did I say? So if there's one or two comments out there that wants to feed back to him, go ahead.
It's like I realize more than anything that it's about remembering. And so it's a challenge for me to focus on the truth and to hear this stuff that I know I don't hear every day, that I know I need to hear, and then just go right back in old man. It's like as soon as the class is over, go back in old man. Go back into projecting, go back into looking like we just people that's out here trying to make it at the mercy of everybody else. And so I know that if I can stay awake, then I won't fool myself and I won't deceive myself and I won't be hurt if I can stay conscious. So I think that one of the biggest injustices that we do sometimes, without realizing it's not projection or blame, is that we don't take advantage of the opportunities that we have to remind ourselves of the truth and apply it to the situations in our life. You know, just as easy as I'm talking about that problem, because now I've left the class, I'm back talking about what I'm upset with my spouse about, that's a perfect opportunity to then say, yeah, now how are we being consistent or inconsistent? What is the goal that you think would be good for us to set in this situation consistently? So that you can see a change in that situation with your spouse. See what I'm saying? It's a difference between talking about your stuff and then using your stuff as a way to take you beyond your stuff. Yep. So to use your stuff as a way to take you beyond your stuff takes away all the power of the stuff to bring you conflict and fear. Mm-hmm. But if you use the stuff just to keep you in the stuff, then you lose sight of who you really are and you just go deep into more stuff. And before you know it, you're up to your head and stuff. So either when you get together, you're either throwing each other a brick when you're in the quicksand. Oh, you're already sinking. Let me join in with you and share with you all of my erroneous perceptions. And then let's just get together and blame everybody else for what we're going through. And then, you know, we're going to get a lot better. That's dishonesty. That's dishonesty because you're not being consistent in what your purpose is. You have to be that. So I'm not saying that, if you hear me saying at any level repress, I'm not. I'm saying that whenever you complain or you got anything you're upset about, or anything you're afraid about, that's always part one of the Course in Miracles lesson. Course in Miracles lessons always come in two parts. Part one is always think about the thing you're upset about, the thing that you're keeping yourself fear about. Think about the person that upsets you or disturbs you, and then say blah 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 blah. So if you're already upset about something, you've already done part one. You're halfway there. Some of y'all have done part one all morning. So you're close. So now you got to do is then turn around and say, well, I want to choose peace instead of this. I really want to focus on what my goal is. How can I be more consistent in this situation? Where am I deceiving myself in this situation? And now I've just used that situation to wake me up, to move me toward my goal. And then there'll be less conflict inside of me because I'm choosing to take the same approach to every situation. And by taking the same approach to every situation, there is no conflict inside of me. And the less conflict there is inside of me, the less I'll manifest in my physical world. You will manifest less in your physical world. Less and less and less and less as you begin to get more consistent about treating you right. Mm-hmm. Instead of waiting for somebody else to do it. Mm-hmm. Which is we call looking for our soulmates. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for my soulmate. You're the person that's supposed to spend the rest of their life making me happy. Oh, that's a great load to put on somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my soulmate. What does that mean? You're responsible. And in return, you get a really cute body. That's why I'm working on it all the time. Gotta get my bait ready. Gotta get my bait ready. I'm going fishing tonight. But, hey, guess what? Well, what happens to the world? What happens to the bait? The fish eat the bait. If you're lucky. Okay, a little review. Oh, Edna, you want to make an announcement? Yeah. I can tell you how good I feel about what you did. You know what I'm saying? Because the teacher is the learner. I mean, it's like the once you decided that you wanted to teach it at some level, I knew you were ready to learn it and to do it and to be it. And it felt so good to see you do that, because I know your life will never be the same. You know, you're going on scholarship, brother. Yeah, you're going on scholarship. Whenever you fulfill your purpose, you go on scholarship. That means that as long as you're fulfilling your purpose, you don't have to worry about room and board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're struggling, it's because you're not being true to yourself and you haven't gotten in touch with your purpose yet. That's all it means. Doesn't mean that you're sinful. Doesn't mean that you're guilty. Doesn't mean that you're bad. It just means you're not doing what you came here to do. And what you came here to do is going to be something that satisfies you, fulfills you, and you feel joy just in doing it. So it will have anything to do with sacrifice whatsoever. It'll be the most natural thing in the world for you to do, and everybody will feel like you're benefiting just by you being natural doing it. So you will be wondering, what are you doing? You'll be going, what? And people be saying you're benefiting them, and you can't see anything that you're doing. Just because no more than the sun is, you know, knows what it's doing when it's giving us the light that allows us to grow. It's just being the sun. It's not getting up in the morning saying, I'm going to make her or her to have a nice warm day. It's just his nature. And so when you're being true to yourself, then you can always tell, because more and more you'll be in relationships that the people in those relationships with you never ask you to change. Because who you are is exactly what they like. And exactly what they appreciate. And if anything, they'll be asking you to be more yourself, not less. Now, you can set it up where you need to have these opposite people in your life all the time so you can grow. But that's just the attitude you're supposed to take when you've chosen the wrong person in the beginning. And that is the right attitude to take if you've chosen wrongly. You know what I'm saying? It is the right attitude if you've chosen wrongly to say, I'm going to use this situation as another opportunity to choose for love, to choose for peace, to choose for happiness. But don't ever tell yourself that you got to go through struggle in order to reap your benefits. Yeah, that's the old thought system. That's the one we're trying. That's the struggle thought system. No pain, no gain. That's the old thought system. You are entitled to miracles. You're entitled to states of abundance and happiness just because of who you are, just because you exist, just because of what it created you. You deserve the best, not because you earned it. That's the old thought system. That's the sacrifice thought system. And it's real strong in us. And it's so strong in us that sometimes for us to be happy without making a sacrifice seems like an inconceivable idea. And so we're always looking for what's the trick in what you're saying, because I know I got to give up something before I can really be happy. So you're looking for the flaws in what I say, maybe. Or you're looking to find out where I might be wrong because of the idea of sacrifice, the idea that you couldn't just be gifted. You can be gifted. So I'm going to do 1 minute, and then we're going to run out to the door. I have to do it fast as we can. I'm down with Colfax. Ready? God, it's good to see y'all. I'm telling you.
Good to be seen.
Hold the music. Y'all ready? Now here's a quick review. All the other people.
trust, then the rest can tell tomorrow. Honesty means consistency. Honesty means consistency. Honesty means consistency. Honesty means consistency. I am consistent. I am consistent. I am consistent. I am consistent. I want you to claim this for your real self. Your real self. Go, I am consistent. 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 Now remember this. You can't be in conflict with anything outside of you unless you have conflict in yourself. You can't be in conflict with anything outside of you unless you have conflict in yourself. You can't be in conflict with anything outside of you unless you have conflict in yourself. Conflict in yourself. Remember, honesty is consistency. Honesty is consistency. Choose for your peace consistently. Choose for your peace consistently. When you walk out of here today, don't have any doubt. I choose peace. I choose peace. So you know right now, send peace ahead for the rest of the day. Send peace out ahead of you for the rest of the day. Send peace out ahead of you for the rest of the day. Send peace out. And then when you, hey y'all, guess what? When you get ready to get mad about somebody, this is what I want you to do. When you get ready to get mad, you get ready to get mad. Don't forget to use your body like this. Got it? So you get mad at somebody, you want to cuss about them. I bet you they get mad. I'll see y'all the next time. I'm out of here. Holy Spirit! Yeah, I got the CDs from last week too.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm glad to join you now when you're grooving.
Front.